Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I told you I did not want to go here.
Why don't you want to go here?
Because we have a 40-minute ride home.
Okay, so we'll have to eat in a hurry and then drive home.
I didn't say eat in a hurry. Where are you taking me anyways? Dave & Buster's is still under construction.
Mm-hmm. And Harvest is full of cars.
I'm sick of Harvest.
So here we are. Food and Fire.
I haven't been here in so long.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue and Tap House.
Let's go, guys. Here comes another tasteless episode. Here we are, Food and Fire Barbecue and Tap House, located here in Moosic, Pennsylvania, where the barbecue is ready to heat you up. Oh, I can smell it already.
Let's go.
Food and Fire has an excellent beer selection here. Look at all those taps. Everything like you can never imagine. And if you don't find something on tap, they definitely have bottled as well, and they have one of the best non-alcoholic beers that I've ever tried. And that's the safety glasses. So I'm starting off tonight with a safety pilsner, non-alcoholic. It's got less than 5% alcohol, and it's very fruity. It's very light, it's very refreshing. I'm digging it. And of course he's got his
White Claw.
White Claw. Stop eating with the food in your mouth and tell us about the food that's going in your mouth.
Okay, the extra sweet butter to go along with the cornbread. I only got a small piece because I'm on a diet.
You're not on a diet yet, buddy.
I'm on a diet.
How is it?
It's delicious.
Can you explain it to us?
It's standard cornbread with the sweet butter.
Looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow, look at that, man. What do we got? We got some turkey. We got some ribs.
Beef brisket. And some pulled pork over there.
Some beans.
Over here we have all their different sauces.
What's that next to the beans before you get into the sauces?
This is coleslaw.
Okay, coleslaw.
Tennessee mustard coleslaw. Over here, tangy and spicy barbecue sauce. Barbecue hot sauce. Mustard sauce. That one is your ketchup. And then this guy over here, this is like the sweet and bold Kansas City style sauce.
All right, take a bite. Let us know how it is.
Well, I think what I want to do is to try this hot sauce. Okay, got my name on it. So let's see
if
we
can
get some pulled pork on the end of my fork. And we'll mop it up in the hot sauce. Trying all the while not to get this on my shirt.
Please don't.
Hot, but not too hot. It's a little tangy, so it's got some vinegar in it. It's probably the direct opposite of the sweet and bold. But I'm going to try all of these barbecue sauces tonight.
Well, it's my turn?
It's your turn. Right.
So
what do you got there?
Try this.
Some beef brisket with the sweet and bold sauce. Don't get it on your nice shirt. Mm. Huh?
Yeah, that's good.
Sweet and bold?
It's sweet and bold.
Is
the
it?
The brisket's very tender.
Oh, good.
Not dried out. I tried sticking it over my mouth. So this
no.
Is good.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That one was the barbecue.
Did you pour enough of that one on there?
This is tangy and spicy. And I'm going to try the...
You really pour it all over your plate.
The smoked turkey. Well, some of them come out faster than others, so be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what...
Don't lie.
Tangy and spicy does for you.
Oh, God.
Mmm. That one might be better than the barbecue sauce. That's why I have so much on my plate.
Why do I always get the raw end of the stick here?
What do you mean?
You're about to find out. So we're going to try this.
And you're going to get the mustard sauce?
Yeah, mustard sauce.
I can't see it. Did you put any on there?
Yeah, I did. Not a lot.
Just a little bit?
Mmm.
It says it's sweet mustard, though. Is it tangy?
Yeah. It's definitely
like
not
mustard.
Just that I'm used to, but if you're one that likes to sweet mustard, this is definitely for you, but it's sweet and tangy. It's both.
I'll have some. Thank you. Now, I don't know the last time that I've had a fancy coleslaw like this one here, but this is the Tennessee mustard coleslaw. Oh, that's got a lot of veggies in it.
Maybe that's why they call it Tennessee coleslaw.
It's got some sweet peppers. It's got some green peppers. He's got the mustard, a little bit of carrot. And it's not a super strong flavor like the sweet mustard was. Very good. Right. What do you got there?
I'm getting the raw end of the stick again.
What do you mean?
No.
You love barbecue baked beans.
That's whole.
And don't eat all the meat out of there on me. Are they tangy? Are they sweet?
They're good, but I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I'm more of a pork and beans kind of girl.
Okay, here you go. Beans and Franks.
I totally forgot to share the ribs with you guys. This is my kind of rib. Fall off the bone.
Excellent.
It's the best all the way around. Very tender. Incredible. Incredible ribs. I'm not a rib person, but when we come here, I really love the ribs wet. Well done, Food and Fire. Well done. Definitely give Food and Fire here in Moosic, Pennsylvania, 5 thumbs up. Everything from the food, the service, the drinks.
Out of 5.
It's been a while since we've been here, but it was good.
We and really, really enjoyed it.
If you're watching this over the holidays, buy $200 in gift cards and you get 50 free.
$50 free. So our meal today cost it $50. So we buy $200 worth of gift cards. It's like we ate for nothing.
That's right.
Ate and drank for nothing.
So be sure to check this place out. Subscribe, like, comment down below. Tell them we sent you, Life with Lucia and Glenn.